Has Art Spiegelman heard the finished symphony in performance or in recording, and what did he think of it?
Well, he made a nice statement that's contained in the book, in the Naxos CD book, and yes, he was instrumental in the entire concept of the symphony. He helped from the beginning to the end, and we had several meetings. He very graciously gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal on it, and he also attended the performance, I think, and took a bow at Carnegie Hall, which was nice. He's a very special artist in many regards. I mean, a lot of people say, this piece was submitted for the Pulitzer Prize this year by my publishers, and then they told me afterwards that, by the way, we submitted In the Shadow of No Towers for the Pulitzer Prize. Don't hold your breath, though. The Pulitzer has never awarded Wind Ensemble. And I said, well, the Pulitzer never awarded a comic book before Mouse, before Art Spiegelman wrote Mouse. So maybe, but no one knew that you could tell a Holocaust story in comic books. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it makes a lot of sense, you know? I mean, it makes an awful lot of sense. I think when George and Ira Gershwin started writing political commentary into their musical reviews of The I Sing, people thought, you can't do that. You can't write you can't set a musical in the White House. It became the first musical to win a Pulitzer. At that point, they said, no musical is going to win the Pulitzer. That's for symphonies by people born in Europe.
Right.